on the way north over there. I see that he has his cookies. He's all ready to travel over there. Appreciate the guys coming down, Terry Lee and Jennifer. And so we just ask now that they'll prepare all the good stuff. At 11 o'clock, we have service at Mount Calvary Community Church, and it's located up in Alexandria, Virginia. So they'll go on up and prep things, and we do appreciate the effort that they make to come down and sing for you today. Have you enjoyed those guys? Let them know one more time. The Mount Calvary Singers, otherwise known as Kevin Backup. That's all that we... Today... thank you. Today, such a thrill to be here on Father's Day. And what a wonderful Father's Day it is. You always know when you wake up on Father's Day and the sun is shining and it's beautiful outside, that every now and then those fathers are going to do that little kitchen pass thing and say, well, I'm not going to church today. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to do everything under the sun over there. And today we thank you for making the effort to be here to worship with us today. I love this place down here at Wise. People are just relaxing to come down. I'm not quite sure why people would travel all the way from a beautiful, cool Connecticut to come down to the Virginia heat. But we're glad that you're here today. They say they have relatives. Relatives, I knew there had to be some reason. Whether you're coming from Ohio, whether you're coming down Connecticut, or whether you're close by, it is great to get in God's house and worship with fellow believers. I was so moved this week by over and over again in my mind and in my heart, listening to this most horrible of events that took place on Wednesday night. I don't know what your reaction to it was when I heard about a church down in Charleston, when I heard about those people going out on a typical, for them, typical Wednesday night to enter into the house of the Lord, to gather, to worship, and to study His Word in spirit and in truth. And nine of those people going to be with the Lord. It was such a sad story to read, and I know the mental illness, the sickness, the whatever the motivation was. I know that the story, every time I would hear it, and as soon as I heard it late on Wednesday, I kept listening over and going and turning the news on and changing channels and then trying to get online on Thursday to find out. And you could almost place yourself in that, because on Wednesday night at that same time, I was just finishing up a church service. We have our service from 7 to 8, and then we have a choir practice. And there in that choir practice, I was amazed, because in the choir loft that day, we had 9 people. And I was moved about how, thinking if I had been in that situation, and the terror. You know that it's sad every time you hear something like this, such a senseless item. Such an item that, trust me, friends, we Christians need to stand up and be counted for. It says in the Bible, anger and do not sin. And I believe when we see things of evil, when we see things that just kind of pretty much rock us at our foundation of emotions, we must still turn to our faith. And our faith is based upon what we read in this open Bible in front of me. Our faith is based upon what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us over 2,000 years ago. Our faith is also based in the ability that we have to share one with another, brothers and sisters in Christ, gathering together in His name. And I believe that this morning, for just a few minutes, I'd like to share with you words of faith, words of comfort. It's a scripture that you all know, you've heard it read so many times. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for allowing us to be into your house, to open up your word, and God, prepare each one of our hearts as individuals so that we can openly receive the truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. When you hear things, when you go through situations in your life, when things just reach out and grab you, what do? I believe that you should first of all turn to God. There's nothing that goes on. There is no challenge that you can ever face. There is no late night call that you will ever receive that God is not there to comfort you. And it just seemed like the more that I heard about this story, the more that I read the names, the more that I read the ages of the individuals who were so sadly shot that night. From the 20s all the way up, and I believe the dear saint, she was about 87 years old. Going to be with the Lord in the house of the Lord. Not planned, not anything in their plans. But what happened? I read it and I looked at it. Inside there was anger. But most of all, there was concern for the families and for a church. And I'm here to tell you today that even as I was coming down the road this morning, there was an interview from the pastor, the elder of that church. I'm not sure if they have pastors or elders. I'm not quite sure all the details. They call me a pastor. I look like an elder, I guess. I had the fortune of stopping by a establishment this morning. As I walked in and asked for my cup of coffee, not knowing whether Brother Kevin was going to be led of God to actually make coffee this morning or not, the little girl behind the counter, she says, "Sir, I'm not saying that you look old, but are you a senior?" And I smile. She says, "Because if you're a senior, your coffee is free." I says, "Well, I would like two creams and a sugar in my free coffee." It's good to go to Taco Bell early in the morning, place that I didn't even know serve breakfast. So I don't know if I'm an elder. I don't know if I'm how I exactly fit into all those items.
Elder.
But I do know that after listening about that dear saint, I believe she was 87 years old, going to be with the Lord. That church and that elder, the gentleman who down there helps the pastor evidently, come on through, brother, watch that big cord over there. That Terry Lee has a tendency to leave toys and stuff everywhere he travels. So I know he doesn't like you, but we'll pray for him. That church is open this morning. And those people are finding comfort in God's house. Those people have gathered together to lift up the name of Jesus. Trust me. In that service this morning, there are going to be tears that are going to be shed. But also, trust me to know that in that service, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be lifted up. They will find in the third verse that we read this morning that He restores my soul. The renewal that I need in my life, I find from God. Times that just, boy, I'm just at the end there. Times that I'm just kind of reaching out. Times that I have question after question. I find great renewal in my spirit from the Word of God. During his interview, he said they discussed it and they decided that God would have them to meet today. I believe, as it also reads in that third verse, He leads me in the paths of righteousness. I believe that you are led by God's Spirit, especially in that time of great challenge, of great sorrow. He renews my spirit because He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And then in the fourth verse, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And how more appropriate could we read a scripture this morning than that? I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. I will fear no evil. I imagine that the security is tight down there today. I believe that all eyes will be on that church today. But I believe that those individuals will gather together in spirit and truth, will open up God's word, and they will fear no evil. Because what is found in the sixth verse in this 23rd Psalm, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those individuals who were there, they did not plan on any of the events that took place that evening. But they were prepared. Why? Because as Kevin read earlier this morning, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go and to prepare a place for you, talking to each and every one of us. No fear. Why? Because there is no fear when you know where your destination is. The events of your life you may not know. But trust me, friend, I know where the destination of my soul shall be. And that is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. I love simple things. And those of you that have been kind enough to invite us down, we sing these songs that are simple old, we call them quartet songs, convention songs from way back when. And I love them because they all state simple messages. God loves you. God cares for you. There is a hope of a resurrection morning. When I wake up to sleep no more. I love the songs that give simple encouragement to the believers. And also I love the challenges that we face. You can go through every bit of information that's put out on the internet. You can turn to every channel on, I don't know how many Christian channels there are now. And it seems like on radio, television, there's channel after channel. Everything is out there. But it still boils down to a simple relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came and he found great opposition because he dealt with those that simply believed in ritual, the Pharisees, and he came to promote a relationship with God. I like it when you can look up and hear sounds. People are thinking, is that God? I don't think so. But I do pray that this little ceiling holds out quite well. I believe that the most challenging question that a person can ever ask is, where am I going to when I leave this world? I hope that the events that took place on Wednesday night, I hope that there will be a rallying cry for not only that church, but all the churches in that area. This morning, at a precise time, all the churches in that area are ringing their chimes and their bells together as a simple show of respect for those individuals and the families that have lost life. I love it when I come down to Wise, because I don't know what your background is. I don't know what your denomination affiliation is. What do they have up in Connecticut? Now, no, don't let me go. I'm just having conversations here. But I know that it sure doesn't amount to what is written on that door. It doesn't amount to what it says in that bulletin. The only thing that really matters is what is going on in your heart of hearts. Kevin's going to come here in just a moment. We never like to leave you without. Kevin likes to give you a wonderful little invitation. I believe that you finally made the choice to come out this morning, and you see it as a privilege to come into God's house. I know I sure do. To be a part of worship with brothers and sisters in Christ. Praying for you, brother. So I just ask you that, no matter what your situation, no matter what the questions, whether you've been going to church since you can remember, what you've heard, everything, make sure that the most important question that you will ever have in your heart of hearts is to answer without fear, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Kevin, if you'll come, I'd like to sing a